there were, I believe, 8 people who developed cancer that were military troops on the test site when Smokey was fired. Mm-hmm. Of those 8, 3 never left Camp Desert Rock. Three had been in the forward areas, but their dosimeter showed extremely low doses or no doses. And a couple had reliable doses, but not large doses. So how do you account for that population of 8 coming down with the same cancer when the only thing they had in common was they were at Camp Desert Rock at the same time period? Mm-hmm. The most important event in their minds was the Smokey shot. Mm-hmm. And it made no difference if you were out there and walked into the cloud or if you were 2 mountain ranges over and saw the flash that morning. You were there. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be real careful when you look at the populations and recognize many of the conclusions that are drawn on assumptions. And when you really start digging into it, you can't support mm-hmm. that conclusion anymore. Mm-hmm. And the Smokey event is a classic example